Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's August 23rd, 2023. I'm Benjamin, of course, and this is our second New Earth support team this month. Sometimes we do it once, sometimes twice, and this is a double month. Also, just a quick note that Mercury turned retrograde today. Venus is still retrograde, so starting today, we have 11 days with two personal planets retrograde. That's a rare and powerful thing, and you can read about it in my astrology forecast if that interests you on astroshaman.com. But let's focus now on our New Earth support team activities. So, as always, we're going to initially set up with our usual setup procedure. That means we're going to call the directions, call the allies, set up the sacred container, call embodied awakening. And then we'll ask the allies to make use of us to support the great global awakening in a way that serves all beings, including us. So that should be as wonderful as always, if not more so. So that's how we're rolling today. As always, I do ask for your undivided attention because the quality of consciousness you hold is going to affect you and everybody else, whether you're live or on the recording. So I do request that you give us your full attention. You're welcome to exit the call anytime you need to. Just ask the allies to ease you out if necessary, and that will not disrupt what we're doing. So I want to welcome all the folks I see here live right now. Welcome to Angela, Brian, Britt, Eric, Faye, James, Janet, Marilyn, Michelle, Marcy, Patricia, Pete, Phyllis, Richard, Roberta, and Stephanie. I'm so glad you're all here. I welcome also all of you who are joining us via the recording. As always, more people join us via the archive recordings after than do the live Zoom call. All right. So I invite you now to close your eyes. Become aware of the overall feeling of your physical body. If you have awareness of your energy body, feel that as well. We're just getting the baseline for starters. Alrighty. I invite you to hold passive awareness. If you feel energy, feel that. If not, feel your breath coming and going while I call the directions and call the allies. As always, my yawning isn't because I'm tired, it's because energy is moving through my body. Pachamama, Mama Kia. We're a coach in tea. I am that I am. For myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibrational awareness, maximum merging of personality and higher self that serves highest good. Thank you. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama, the hugging saint, ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless us and protect this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Mount Kilauea, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Here's our container. Anyone who wishes to call any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to call them now, whether you're live or on the recording. We'll leave a moment for them to join us. Alrighty, thank you. Take a moment, feel your energy, feel how your overall vibe is now. Okay, time for our embodied awakening invocation. Just checking who all is here. So I'm going to assume everyone is familiar with this, so I won't give too much explanation. So obviously you're going to be calling your higher self to join you in your physical body. This will only happen to the greatest extent that serves highest good. And all sorts of awesome benefits come from this. So I invite you to repeat after me and I'll guide you for the implementation. Please repeat after me now, speaking to your higher self if you're willing. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and become completely passive. Just allow your higher self to join you. It'll come in your crown chakra and soak into your body like water into a sponge. Stay completely passive. Don't help. Just allow. If you notice you get distracted, just gently return attention to feeling the energy come in. If you cannot feel that, just feel your breath come and go. However it wants to, no breath control. And please use the least amount of effort needed to feel the energy or feel the breath. That might be no effort at all. Or it might be just a teeny little amount of effort, just barely enough to feel what's happening. Once you're in embodied awakening, all the following will be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If you get all the way there, that's fabulous. If not, any movement in that direction is welcome. The more passive you stay, the more fully your higher self can embody and give you those benefits. We'll just leave a moment for everyone to get a nice, good blending the best they can. Feels feeling really good. Just a moment longer for everyone to settle into embodied awakening the best they can. All righty, well done. I'm going to talk to our allies now. Beloved allies, we come to serve. Come to serve the great global awakening. Please make use of us in whatever way serves highest good of all, including us. We come as surrogates, and whatever experience will serve the collective for us to experience for them, let it be so, whether that's a blissful awakening or the processing of heavy energy or whatever experience will serve highest good. We open ourselves to this service. We know that we're safe and that you will not overwhelm us. And we do our best, divine allies, to release any preference about whether a given moment's experience is ecstatic or challenging or whatever. Thank you very much. Please begin. All right, the field is flowing. So humans, as I referred to a second ago, just relax. There may be times during this event when you feel ecstasy or bliss or euphoria. Obviously, that's great. There may be times when you feel a lot of challenging energy moving through your body. Your body may be used as a heavy energy processing engine. Don't do anything about that if it's happening. Just stay passive and the allies will take care of everything. Try to release all preference as to whether a given moment's experience is pleasurable or challenging. If it's pleasurable, that's obviously great on its own terms. If it's challenging, you are being very valuable to serve others who can't clear this heavy stuff for themselves. And you will end up in a much nicer state after the processing is complete. Remember that the allies do this for you about a gazillion times better than your ego can do it for itself. So please, no effort, no willpower, no making anything happen, no stopping anything from happening. Just relax and let the allies do it all through you. So here we go. There may be periods of silence. If so, I'm still holding space. If I'm called to contribute music, I will. If not, I won't. Don't have attachment to that either. We'll just relax and go with the flow here. Very importantly, if I'm describing something and it's not your experience, go with your experience. Do not use effort to try to match my descriptions. Go with your experience. It may be unique, and that's okay. You're on the recording. You are participating just as helpfully as if you had been on the Zoom call. Please take it just as seriously if you're on the recording. And once again, I request everyone's full and undivided attention so that you can co-create this field of ours with the greatest helpfulness. A lot of heavy energy flushing through the hands, at least for me. Like we're starting with some heavy energy clearing. For most of us, anyway. And a pretty sweet altered state is coming into the field now. Relax and enjoy that if you're aware of it. The allies are calling a song. Continue absolute passivity during the music. The music is designed to support the process.
sight of your brother, you've got to bend down low, humble yourself in the sight of your brother. You've got to know what he knows, and we lift each other up. yourself in the sight of the oneness. You've got to bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of the oneness. You've got to know what it knows, and we lift each other up. Lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. Lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up.
Aware of how you feel in your body and your energy. And once again, relax passively into the process. Whether it's challenging, blissful, whatever, just go with it. Yeah, I'm feeling a sweet higher vibration in my body now. Just relax into whatever you're experiencing. Feeling both a lot of heavy energy flushing and a lot of really euphoric energy all at the same time. Stay passive, and if both are present simultaneously, just go with it or whatever you're experiencing. Remember, you're being used as a surrogate. Whatever you're experiencing will be multiplied and will benefit many other beings on the planet. The allies are guiding me to raise grandfather to support our work. So that's Chamonix for I'm going to drink tobacco tea through my nose. Let me bless it up first. Again, just stay with your process. You'll hear what I'm doing, but stay focused in your inner process while I do it, please.
Grandfather, I honor you and I invite you into my heart. Grandfather, we honor you and we invite you into our hearts.
May all who should be cleared from this grandfather may be brought to the highest vibration for highest good. All right, that's grandfather's feeling good. First, I raise on the left, which is for clearing. Grandfather allies, please partner on this raise. As I raise on the left, please use me as a surrogate for this New Earth support team work. As heavy energy is cleared through me, let it also support the clearing of heavy energy for all other beings on Earth whose highest good this process will serve. Thank you. And do this also in a way that my highest good is also supported. Thank you. So I'm monitoring the grandfather. I'm feeling the prayer going in. I wait until I feel the prayer solidly present in the liquid. There it is. I seal it with breath. And I drink. You might feel this. If so, just relax it to whatever enhancement this gives your experience. Lots of heavy energy moving through. You feel heavy energy moving through you, just let it move through on its own, please. And now the euphoria is coming in more strongly. Time to raise on the right side. And I'm being called to add a little essence from Saima called Masters of Light to this right side raise. Grandfather allies, please partner on this raise. As I raise on the right, I raise as a surrogate for this New Earth support team process. Let the good energy that's coming in support all beings on the planet to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Here's the prayer. As always, please just relax and let the energy do as it will. We're in safe, sacred space. Release and let the divine work through you. I'm experiencing some pretty nice euphoria. Just relax and do whatever your experience might be. Please have no preference, whether it's blissful or challenging. If challenging energy arises, then your full and unfiltered experience of it is what will most quickly move it through. A very powerful altered state is now in the field. I invite you to relax as completely as you can and open to whatever experience you're having. If it's more challenging, it is your complete acceptance and merging into that challenging energy that will move it through most quickly, and that is what will open you to the deeper euphoria. What you resist persists. What you embrace opens. There is still some resistance in the field. If that's you, just open fully the very best you can. If the resistance remains anyway, just merge with it completely. Put your entire attention on the resistance. Give it about 30 seconds or a minute of merging, and then just relax down to zero. In most cases, that will clear it. Relax completely into your experience. I'm feeling a little more physical awareness. We're being gently reintegrated into our physical bodies. The higher consciousness we've held is being integrated in as well, giving us potentially a new, higher awakening baseline to work from moving forward. Remain passive, feel what's happening. Let the allies do it for you. I'm feeling fully present in my physical body. Take a moment, feel how you feel now, just the general sense of the physical and energetic bodies. If you can, compare this to the check-in we did when we first started, how the body and energy body felt then. I know that your maintenance of this deeper awakening, whether it's with my invocations or whatever works best for you, will help you make this a new baseline. The baseline of awakening can always rise higher. And that's part of the fun of a human incarnation, is to be constantly deepening that awakened state that becomes your more and more euphoric daily reality. Take just a moment longer to feel how you feel. Thank you. All righty, we're going to close the container and then open it up for feedback and questions. Actually, we're going to do a little more service before that. So we've already been supporting the global awakening on planet Earth. Allies, please spread this good medicine beyond Earth to the entire universe, to all beings whom it will serve. Thank you. So we humans don't have to do a thing except stay passive. The allies will do all of the spreading around. Just relax and feel whatever you feel. Thank you, allies. Okay, now we can close.
Pachamama, Wirakocha. Inti Quichi.
Thank you, allies. What a great closing. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. We do ask that you stay with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Thanks for this opportunity to support the Great Global Awakening. Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? Closes the sacred container. And I'm going to open it up for any feedback or questions. Let me get the... All right, so anyone who wishes to unmute, you're welcome to do that. You can also type in the chat. And if you got to go, you can go. So the floor is open. Faye jumped right in. She says, felt a lot of dense energy being pulled. What I noticed was when you played music and experienced the tea, the energy transmitted quickly. Very enjoyable. Thank you for creating this environment for us. Always a pleasure. Faye, thank you for that beautiful feedback. Stephanie, hey. Mm-hmm. Was there something you wanted to say?
Am I unmuted?
You are.
Oh, no, mute me. I'm typing. Sorry.
Okay, no worries. All right, Stephanie's muted. We'll look forward to her chat contribution popping up when she's done. And while we're hanging out, just pay attention to the energy. The allies always give us some bonus energy at the end when we're in this part of the process. And right now, where they're sending down is very peaceful. Stephanie types, thank you. I got off work just in time to get here. A nice way to unwind after a very hot and busy day. Glad to hear that, Stephanie. Thank you. And appreciate you showing up so consistently. You too, Faye. And just about everybody here is showing up pretty regularly. So lots and lots of familiar names here. Appreciate each and every one of you being here live. And of course, equally appreciative of all you folks who show up on the archive recordings. Anybody else have a question or comment? Stephanie says, birds of a feather. Indeed, we are. Phyllis says, the energy I experienced was very strong and powerful. Thank you, Benjamin. Thank you for being here, Phyllis, and helping to contribute to that. Anybody else? Michelle types, felt that tea energy running through me. Very smooth experience. Thank you. You're welcome. Roberta, did you want to say something? Oh, she muted again.
It was amazingly awesome. Thank you.
Oh, sweet. Thanks for sharing that, Roberta. Anybody else? Angela typed, lots of tingling on my left side mixed with bliss. Nice. Glad to hear that. And they're sending down some serious bliss energy right now based on what I'm feeling. Thank you, allies. Anybody else? Last call. All right, we'll wrap it up then. If you're hearing this in time, tomorrow, August 24th, Thursday, we're going to do an Ask Us Anything call at 8 p.m. Eastern. So you're certainly welcome to join us for that. And hope you can make it to that and any other events that call to you. Thank you all so much for being at Awakening Plus. I'm so grateful for your presence. Thanks for co-creating the beautiful field to this. Many thanks to you all. Good night.